Hey, Ahmed Bey. We had here on Daf Mem Hey Ahmed Aleph, a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the halacha shnayim sha'ochlu ka'achas? Two people ate together. Are they permitted to bench bezimun? So here a machlokes. Chad ama im rotzo lezamein mezamnin, v'chad ama im rotzo lezamein ein mezamnin. But it is not mevuah who holds what. What Rav holds and what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Which one holds they are permitted to be mezamen, and which one holds they are not permitted to be mezamen. Zok the Gemara. Tistayim, I'll bring you a raya, the Rav da Oma im rotzo lezamen ein mezamenim. Rav holds that two cannot be mezamen. The Oma Rav Dimi bar Yosef Oma Rav. Shloisha sha'ochlu ka'achas. If three people l'chatchila ate together, v'yotza echad mehem l'shuk, and one of them left and went out, koirin loy, so they call him, u'mizamnim olo. Let us see what Rashi says. Koirin loy, they call him, lohaydiyoy shehem roitzim l'zamin, they inform him that they want to bench zimin now, he's not together with them, v'yifne aleihem b'mokei ma'amodoi, and he'll turn to them where he's standing, v'day lehem b'kach, even though now there's no kviyas in the zimun, u'mezamnim olo v'av al-pi she'enei bo etzlom, even though he doesn't come back. They can be mezamin on this yaitzei. Ma'bovais tachois, time of the kairem loy. Davke, if they call him, then a mezamnim olo. Holoi kairin loy loy. But if they will not call him, they are unable to be mezamin. So the Gemara answers, shani hosam de'ikvu lohu bechayve. Because there, since betchilis achila, there was an achila of sholish that was chal on them. A din of zimun bechayve. Therefore, they can only be mezamin if koyrin loy. But without him, they cannot be mezamin. So, be'emison, na gemore, it says, a moire de kechidish. This day of semeyach is mevayer in perik hei aloche beis from hilchis brachis. That even though till now we had also learned that there is a maile of zimun b'chayve over zimun shel rishus, but our gemara is mechadish that if the tchilas achila hatzachavegishtel with an achila of sholosh, and there was chal on this achila achil of zimun shel chayva, then they are not permitted anymore to make a zimun shel rishus. Let me tell you the lashon of the Eir Semeach. Kivin de mikare yosvi adaita de tlose umikve bechayve, su bishnayim leka zimun. Vein maskirin shem shemayim, they're not permitted to say yishem Hashem avoyro. Ulachein taima de koirin loyum mezamnim. It is only permitted to make a zimun if this third one will be mishtatef with them. Hoi main koirin loy, loy motzi lezamein ulahaskir shem shemayim afilu berishus. Even the yosvi v'kovi sudosa adaita de tloso. Since when they had started eating, that there should be a zimun of chayva. Ela tistayim, the Rabbi Yechnu da'om, I'm rotzol ezamen, I'm ezamen. The Gemara says, now, seifa ker, being a writer, Rabbi Yechnu is the one that holds that I'm rotzol ezamen, I'm ezamen. Da'om, Rabbi Barbachon, da'om, Rabbi Yechnu, Shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas. If two people ate together, echad mehem yoytzei bebirchas chaver. So one is yoytzei with the bracha of the other one. Va'avinem bo. And we asked And Rabbi Yechanan, Maika Mashmala, Tanina, we learned in Abaraise, Shoma Veloi Ono Yotso, one is Yotso with Shemeye Koine. So why did Rabbi Yechanan have to tell us, Echad Mehem Yotso Bebirchas Chaveira? Now, Bemis and the Tzlach is Moire, a very Geschmacke Hore. Rabbi Yechanan is telling us something that says more than what the Baraisa says. The Baraisa says, Shoma Voloi Ono Yotso. The Baraisa told us that B'diyebed, if he was Shemeya Voloi Ono, he was Yotso. Rabbi Yochanan said, Echad Mehem Yotze Bebirchas Chaveiroi. One could be Yotze. Afilu Lechatchila could be Yotze Bebirchas Chaveiroi. So that the Tzlach answers, so we will have to say that that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that one is a Sefer and one is a Bur. That means the Mabarich is the Sefer and the Bur who cannot be Mabarich, so he, by him, it's a Ladin Lachatchila, Yoitzei Bebirchas Chaveirei. Shona V'loi Ono Yotze B'diyevet is speaking about Shneim Seferim. So then the dinners would have been preferable that they both should bench. But by Abu, afilu lechatchila echad mehem yoitzei bebirchas chaveir. But al kolponim, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan that he could be yoitze? I mean, this chash we can figure out ourselves. If there's ourselves, if there is a din of shemeya kohine, and the bu has no yoitze, fashteitzer, echad mehem yoitzei bebirchas chaveir. So Rabbi Zeir said, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Loimar she'in birches hazimon b'neim. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, echad yoitzei bebirches chaveiroi, that there is no zimon. Tistai. So this is a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that they cannot be mezamen. Shnaim shochlu ka'achas ein yechaylun lezamen. Where do we see this in the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan? So let us see Rashi. V'omar Rabbi Zeira, loimar, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is, she'ein birches azimon b'neihem. They cannot be mezamen. Loibo l'lamdeinu, elo she'ein tzrichen zimon. He's coming to tell us that they do not need zimon. The kiven, the echod yoitzei bebirchas chaveiroi hashmeinon the ein zimon. He's telling us that there is no zimon. The e yesh zimon, if there would be a din zimon by shneim, birchas shneim, then it would be considered that both are making the broch. Sherei hu oimer nevorech, hu oine boruch hu. Let me elaborate a little on this Rashi. First of all, let us try to understand the difference between Echod Yoitzei Bebirchas Chaveiroi and Birchas Hazimon. Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Lavroche in Emes L'Yakov, Chelek Beit, Avkuf Chof Aleph, explains this Rashi as follows. There is one inyan of Shemeya Ka'ine. The gather of Shemeya Ka'ine is that the Mevorech is making a broche for himself and for the Shemeya. And the Shemeya is Yaitze with the broche of the Mevorech. Birchas HaZimon, there are two chalokim. Kol Echod Poyel rak ba'ad atzmoi. You are not doing for me, and I am not doing for you. We are both contributing to the bracha. We are both creating the birchas hazimon. V'hainu shekeinu seder birchosom. This is the oifen that the bracha is made. She'echad yivorech. One person is making the bracha. And the other two are masking to the broch of the Mevorech. And each one is dependent on the other one. I can't do what you're doing, and you can't do what I'm doing. Dechenu sidroi, she'echod yikro b'shem Hashem, v'hashnayim yitnu goydu, v'haynu she'yanu amen. So, Birchas Hazimun is a oifen of Birchas Hamozein that each one is contributing to the Birchas Hamozein. The Mezamein has one chalik in the Brache and the Oinim Amein, or the Oinim Baruch before the Etzem Birchas Hamozein, they have another chalik. And it is a Brache Abirchas Amozin Shinasu al Yideshne. Now, we had said that the Baraisa said, Shoma Veloy Ono Yotso. That this is only Adin B'dievet. If you could be Mevorach yourself, why shouldn't you be Mevorach yourself? That is Adin, the Din of Shemei Koin is only Adin B'dievet. Unless, we had said that Tzlach said, if one is a Seifa and one is a Bur, so the Bur is unable to be Mevorer, so then the Din is, so then there's a Din Echod Yoitze Bibirchas Chaber, then Lechatchile he could be Yoitze, since he is unable to be a Mevorer. But if there would be a Halacha, that Shnayim Yechoylum Lezamein, so then there wouldn't be a Lechatchile Dikidin. Fakert, why should you be yoitzu with my bracha? You should be mishtatev by answering amen. You should be mishtatev in the zimun. So memel, even though you're a boor and you do not know the nusach of birchas amozin, but amen you could say. So there should be a din that if it would be shayich zimun bishnaim, there'd be a din chiyuv zimun over here, in order that there should not be abediyevid diki halacha of shemeya ka'ine. The only reason we are matalach atchila, because there's no other eitzah, because you don't know how to bench. But if there's an oifen of zimun, and there we consider that both are participating in the birchas hamozein, then the din should be that not echad yoytzei be birchas chaveiroi. Now the din should be that they should be mezamen. Now let us go over the Rashi. Loi bo lelamdeinu the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is elo she'ein tzrichon zimun. These two people, the bur and the seifer, there is no chiv on them to be mezamen, because if there would be a possibility for them to be mizamin, they'd be mechuyev to be mizamin, in order to avoid the b'dievid of shoma v'loy ona yotze. Dikivin de echad yoytei bebirchas chaveiroi, since Rav Yochanan told us that lechatchile, one is permitted to be yoytze bebirchas chaveiroi, Yashiminan is telling us the ein zimun, that it is impossible to make zimun. The iyesh zimun, because if there would be zimun, birchashneyami. So then, both would be contributing to the bracha, both would be making the bracha. Sherei oimer nevorech, the mezamen says nevorech, hu oi nevorechu. So then we would have a kasha, so why does Rav Yochanan say lechatchile echad yoytzei? So from that we see that there is no other eitzah, since he's a bull to bench alone, he's unable to bench alone. And an eitzah of zimun, there's not, because shnayim ain mizamnim. So therefore, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that lechatchil echad yoytzi bebirchas chaveiroi. Om aloi rova baravune laravune. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds shnayim ain mizamnim, bo rabbanon do osum im arove? Rabbanon who came from Eretz Yisrael, Omri, they repeated, they said, Ovim Rotzel, Lezamen, Mezamnen, my love, so where did they hear this from? From who? Were they Makabal this? Tishmilu, Rabbi Yochanan, they heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Bovel. The Gemara says, Loi, Tishmilu, Humei Rav, they heard this from Rav, Mikamei, Dinochis, Lebovel. Before, Rav went down to Bovel. Zogt Rashi, Lav, Tishmilu, Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Marovu, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, Dike, De Ilu Rav, Bebovel, Havim, How did the Bnei Eretz Yisrael hear it from Rav? Kufa Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Shloisha Sha'ochlo Ka'achas. Three people ate together. V'yotza Echad Mem L'shuk. Koyren Loi U'mizam Nim Olov. Koyren Loi U'mizam Nim Olov. Amar Rabaye. V'hu Dekori Loi. They called him. V'oni. And he answered. Let us see Rashi. Shesamuchu etzlom, that he's close enough to them, v'oine baruchu. Now, we see from this Gemara a gewaldike chiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Sifkot and Vav. That they can only be a zimun after he left them, it will be oine. Avol im einai oine, but if he doesn't answer them, ein mizamnim olof, mishum de einai oimedimon. Since he's not together with them, and he's not answering, so memele, there is no din zimun. Avol im hoya oimedimon, but what is the halacha if he's standing together with them? Af im einoi oine imohem mizamnim olov balkoch. Even he doesn't answer, there is a din zimun. Amoyre dike haloche. What is the explanation in this haloche? The emek broche and the afsamech in birchas hazimun explained that there's two inyonim of zimun. There's one inyon of zimun that we have three people together. There are three bishas the birchas azimun. If there are three, so even though one isn't answering, but since there are three together, this is considered a birchas azimun. But there's another type of zimun. There's a zimun when there's no tziruf gimel. When you don't have a birchas, a zimun of three together. They are not together. One left them. Then there's a birchas hazimun, like we had in the Gemara before, by noshim. The Gemara said that meya noshim kitreich gabri domye. That 100 women don't add up to three. You don't have a chshivis minyan. You don't have three. It is not considered that there's a tziruf of three. But this day, there's an inyan of zimun al yedei, the inyan of deis. There's a kishayim Hashem ekra ovo goydel elekeinu. So even though there are not three together that are being mizamin, but since there are deis, there's also a din zimun without the tziruf of gimel. The tziruf of deis, there you have to have Korilei va'one. He has to answer. So that's why, if he left them, so there's only a din zimun, if there's a tziruf of deis, even though there's no tziruf of metzias, there's no yeshiva of gimel b'yacha, but out the din zimun of tziruf, of zimun shol deis, there can still exist a din zimun, but that is only if he answers. Oma mazutre v'lo yamoron. Hello, Bishloisha. This only helps by Shloisha. Avo basore adenaisi. By asore, we cannot make such a zimun. He has to come back and be mizam with them. Maskiv lo Ravashi. Ravashi has a mazuta ad rabbe ipre mistavre. The svaros faker. Tishe, if you have 9 remaining. So they're nirim kasore. So one doesn't differentiate. When one looks at them from far, they one just can't tell the difference between 9 and 10. Shnayim ein nirim kishloisha. So verkehrt. So lechoyre legabi das kores Hashem. The tisha lechoyre are better than 2. Vehilchese kemar zutre. My time, even the boy lat kure shem shemayim. since you have to be maskir the Shem, but to me asor alav oirech arem. So the Emek Brocha explains what is pshat, because the whole din of deis is only that there's a din zimun of deis, even though there's no tziruf shel gimel. Mei enoshim ketrei gavri chashivi, but there's a din zimun of deis kishem Hashem ekra v'goydel alakeinu. But when there's askoris Hashem involved, that there's a din of dovashabikdusha is like nemra ela basore. If it's like nemra ela basore, there's only 9 people there. Vos gate more that it looks like then. But there's only 9. Kim the boy lat kuri shem shemayim botsami asore la voirecharem. The Meredith Kaloshin in the Rabbeinu Yaine, Raflamet Heyam at Beis, Iber Amasrol Vafilu. Rabbeinu Yaine says, Lefichach hitzrichu sheyeshev imoem. Tazal v'matzrech, that the 10th person has to be sit together with them, kedei shetehei hashchine shoyre imoem v'yaskiru es Hashem. That askores Hashem should be said when there's hashchos hashchine together with them. And Ashros Ashchine only applies when there are 10 sitting together. Amar Abaye, Nakitinon, Shnayim She'ochlu Ka'achas, Mitzveh Lecholik. There is a mitzveh that each one should bench Bazunda. Flachas Medaiter Abaye could be held it is possible that they could be mizaman. There is an inyan of zimun by shnayim also, but they should not be mizaman. Mitzvah lecholik. It is preferable that each one should make a bracha themselves. Tanya nami hochi shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. There is a mitzvah lecholik. Emet dvorim amurim she'shnayim soifah. Both of them are soifrim, so through the chiluk, each one will make their own broche, so then there's a mitzvah. Havlachet soifah vechad bu, soifah mevorech ubu yoytze. And the din is, that soifah mevorech ubu yoytze. Mitzvah levorech, zot Rashi, mitzvah lecholek, ulevorech kalecha bifnei atzmoy. Bein birchas hamoytzi, bein birchas hamozek. The Shlema Mishnose explains Shitas Rashi, why Rashi holds that the Brocha Rishayne, there's also a din of Mitzvah Lecholik. So he says that Rashi holds the Maile of by Bichas Hamozein, that Mitzvah Lecholik, Kolechot Mevorich La'atzmoi, the reason is because he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Va'achalto Uveirachta. Misha ochal hu yevorech. That means, if you yourself were nene, then you should make the broche yourself. You weren't yoitza with his nene, you were nene yourself. So v'yochalta, the one who eats, he should make the broche. So since the broche rishayne is nilmat from the broche achroine, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Ketzer Mevorchim, so therefore the same halacha applies, that misha ochal or misha yoichal hu yevorech. Amar Rave, Amilsa Amrita Ano, I said this memre, ve'itmere mishmei de Rabbi Zeire Kavosi. Rabbi Zeire said the same memre. Shloishe she'ochlu ka'achas. If 3 people ate together, Echod mafsik lishnayim. One is mafsik for 2. That means if the 2 had finished eating already, they want the bench, and one is still in the middle of eating, he should be mafsik. Bein shnayim mafsikim laechod. But if one finished eating, and the 2 are still in the midst of eating, they are not mafsik laechod. Now let us see the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Echod mafsik lishnayim, im gamru hashnayim sudosa, If the Shnayim finish their Suda, V'roitzin L'zamein, Derech Eretzu, Sheye Echot Mavsik Esudosoi, Ad Sheyizamnu Olav, Till they'll be Mizamen Olav, Ad Birchas Hazon, Dahayno Birchas Zimun. It says Birchas Zimun goes till the end of Birchas Hazon. V'choizer V'goyimel Sudosoi, and then he continues eating. Abu Shnayim ain alayim lahapsik bishvil hayochid. But two are not mechuyim to be mapsik because of the yochid that finished eating. V'yamtin ad sheyigmeru. And so Mamela, he has to wait. He's mechuyim bezimun. So he has to wait till they finish eating in order to bench zimun. Now there's a machlekes harishayim. The Rabbeinu Yoine brings down that he's chaylik on Rashi, that the din that echod mafsik l'shnayim is not mehilchus derech eretz, no, he's mechuyev to be mafsik. Now there's another machloikis harishayim in this chiyev to be mafsik. What is pshat? What will be if he's not mafsik? What happens then? So the Ravid says if he's not mafsik, you can't make zimun. He has to participate in the zimun. The Rashba says that even though he was not mafsik, he's still eating, and their mizamen is their yaitze mitzvah zimun. And this is what we had mentioned before, that if we are sitting together, it is possible to make a zimun, and we paskin like the Rashba, it is possible to make a zimun, even though if the third one does not answer. Now the Rashba says, is mechuyev to answer in order that he should be yaitze his chiyuv of zimun. How could you say that Shnayim ain mafsikin le'echod v'Rav Poppe ifsik lei la'abe mar berei? Rav Poppe was mafsik for his son. Iyu v'chat, he was mafsik together with someone else. So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Poppe delefnim mishura sadin udi over. So Rashi says, what's the lefnim mishura sadin? He wanted to be machshiv his son, so therefore he was mapsik together with another one since his son wanted to venture it. Yehuda bar Mareimer Omar bar Ravashi veRavachem idifti kol chirifti bahadi adodi. They were all eating pas together. They have a buchada veMuflig mechavrei levruchilu. There was not one of them that was a muflig over the other two. Omri. So they said, Hodis nan shloisha sh'ochlu ka'achas hayavim lezamin. Hani miliyecha dike odom godl. The Ritva explains they held, since the makir of Zimun, we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu ki shem Hashem ekra, or from David, the kadul Hashem iti. So in these two cases, Moshe and David were muflogim. So the only tzir, the only chiyuv of zimun applies if you have one muflog over the other two. Aval heiched dechiyadodininu. So then chiluk brachas odit. They held then it is preferable that each one should be mevorach mazunda. Borech inish lenafshe. So each one bench themselves. Also, the kami de mereimer. So, they told them what they did. Amalohu, they told them, yidei brochi yitzosim, you yaitze bichas amosim. Yidei zimun lo yitzosim, but you are not yaitze zimun. Vichiteimru, neheder nizamen. Ay, let's go now and be mizamen. Ein zimun lo mafreye. You cannot, it's not retroactive, you cannot make zimun anymore. Let us see Rashi. Lehave behu chad muflik bechokma bezikta min hashnayim. He called them godu, shah godu mevoch, kin miskin el lakamon, ilchisim. Bo umotzon kshehim mevochim. Let us see Rashi. Bo umotzon echad min hashut bo. A zaitik a person comes, and he finds three people that are in the midst of Zimun. What does he say after them, or together with them. Papa Omar Aina Omein. But like Pligi, there's no machloik. Odashkechinu the Ka'omri Nevorech. If he came. And they heard how the Mezamen said Nevorech. So then they say Bochum Avoyach. Odashkechinu the Ka'omri Boruch. He came and they were in the midst of saying Boruch. So the Gemara explains. Odashkechinu the Ka'omri Nevorech. If they came, they found that the Mezamen was saying Nevorech. Aima Bochum Avoyach. Ashkechinu the Ka'omri Boruch. Then they answer, Ome. So let us see, Rashi, Baruch HaMavoyrach, Lemotzlamei, Meshachalnu Mishaloi, so just say Baruch HaMavoyrach. Hodekoma Baruch HaMavoyrach, Kedashkechinu, Dekomar HaMezamein Nevorach. If he came, and he found that the Mezamein had said Nevorach, so then he says, Baruch HaMavoyrach. Aval Ashkechinu, if when he came, he found them, the Onu Baruch, they were in the midst of saying Baruch, when the Basrayu Amen, then he answers Amen afterwards. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Zvida Amar Baruch HaMavoyrach, Chubal Alochas Delis, Pasak Baruch HaMavoyrach, Shmoy Tomi Leilam Bod. V'yava Asoren, if there are ten, Oni Basrayu, Baruch HaLakeinu, Mavoyrach, Shmoy Tomi Leilam Bod. We learned one Bereise, Ha'ina, Amen, Acher, Kol Bechaisov, Areise, Mishubach. It is good if the Mavorich alone answers Amen after his brach. V'tanya idoch, we learned another Bereise, Areise, Megune. So the Gemara says, Leikash, O Baboy Nirishalayim, O Bishar Brochas. Bai Boy Nirishalayim, one should answer Amen. Bai Shar Brochas, one does not answer Amen. Abaya oni lebe kol. Abaya used to say the Amen loud. Ki heiche de lishmu pa'alem velikumu. That the pa'alem should hear that we finished the broches d'iraise. They should get up and go to work. That toiv ha-meitiv lav d'iraise. That they should know that toiv ha-meitiv is lav d'iraise. So therefore, they shouldn't continue benching and they should go to work. Rabashi only label chisha. Rabashi said, "Amen." Balochisha keiched loy mizalzalu ba'atoy ba'ametiv. They should not be mizalzal ba'atoy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ho b'boy Yerushalayim she seif habroches areize mishubach." When should one answer Amen after his broche? That's when the tzayf broches. That means when there is a set of broches that has to be said, and one is geimer this set, then one answers Amen. V'chein b'tzayf broches dekriyishma shachis v'arvis. For example, by arvis shema amo Yisrael lo'at, one should say Amen. Same thing by Shachis, Gal Yisroel, one should say Amen, because that is the end of the Birchas Krishma. V'acher kol b'choisov diktoni bebraise hareize mishubach, acher gmar kol b'choisov koma. That means when there was a set of broches, and it was goyma all these broches, then he answers on. V'acher kol b'choisov diktoni hareize megune, b'soif kol broche broche koma. He's answering Amen before he ended this set. And that is Megune. Keiched elishma pa'alim, v'yeidu shenigmara kol ha-broche. They'll know that the broche was ended. Sherei eina mevorach eina Amen el lepsoif. So now the know Birchas Hamazon is finished. V'likumu la'vid etayim. Now they should get up to work. V'im yishum dekamav kolom etoy v'ameitiv. Aye. What should they should get up? You have to say Atayv Ametiv Leich Beslay, because of the love there I see. It is not a broch min Atayr al beYavne Tikno al Rugi Beitash and Itnu leKvure. So therefore they are Chazal Womavkia Chiyev Birchas Atayv Ametiv. Avashi Oni Lo Amitav. Avashi Oni Lahohu Amen Belachisha. He said this Amen quietly. Ki Heiched the Leilishmo. That the Oilam should not hear the Amen. V'yeidu, and they'll realize Shesham Gemar HaBroches, that is Taki, the end of Birchas HaMozin. Yizalzalu batoiva meite, then the ilum yizalzalu batoiva meite, we'll finish with Birchas HaMozeh. Umiyu, so therefore, he wanted that the ilum should continue. That is another broche. Even though he saw that it's not Birchas HaMozeh, he wanted that the ilum should not be mizalzalu on this broche. Miyu mishum desoif kol bechaisav hoya. Vesanye bebreis areze mishubach loisagid loyonile. But he said it's too late. Let us see Taisus. Oh, babayin Yerushalayim, or bishah broches. Yes, meforshim. Not only davke boy nirishalayim. Chol brocha brocha kigenacha yishtabach. Yoytze boy. Yishtabach is the last brocha of psukei dezimr. That's the gemar of birchas psukei dezimr. So you also answer amen. Miyipayk chazi my ama debar. Shlei noa gulanu is amen alacha boy nirishalayim de birchas amozen. And that's how we feel that we only answer amen after Boinei Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because we wanted to show that Taka Toiva Meitiv is not the Gemara of Birchas HaMozen. As in all other places, it is Nikah which the Gemara is. So they didn't answer, we don't answer Amen. By Birchas HaMozen Bedavke, to show that the Birchas HaMozen ends with the Boinei Yerushalayim, so therefore, by this bracha we answer amen. Ravashi oni le belachishe, chen posik bal halachas deilus vaydel didon deleka pei alim afilo abaye moide that you should say it belachishe in order not to be mizalz. Namzeire cholash, namzeire became sick. All the gabe rababo, rababo was mevaka chayla kibel alei. So he was mekabel on himself. In mitbach ketine chorich shaki. If Rabbi Zeire will get gesund, avidne yaymetobo le rabono. Ketine chorich shaki, zog Rashi, kacho yekoichen le Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Zeire was called the short person with the singed shoik. His shoik was singed. Time Mefarish Bob Metzia Basecher Hasapayal. The Gemara in Bob Metzia relates Amir Bekemaise. Rab Zeire fasted 100 Hanesim that the Eish of Gehenim should not be Shailat on him. Every 30 days he wanted to see if it will be like this, that the Eish of Gehenim will not be Shailat on him. So he went into a tunnel and nothing happened. So he knew he was immune to Eish. If the Eish on this world isn't Shailat on his tummah, the Eish of Gehenim will also not be Shailat. Yoim Echad Yavu Bei Rabbonon Eine. One time the Chachomim became aware of this anhoge, and it seems there was a shtickle jealousy. It was a shtickle ayin hore. Bichachu shake. So his shoik became singed. Al kaponim, Abzeire was a short person with a singed shoik. Rababo said, if you'll get gesund, ovidne yaymetovel rabo. I'm going to make a yontif, a sude for the Talmidei Chachamim. Itvach, he did become gesund. Ova tzudoso lekulo rabono. So he made a sude for all the rabono. Kimota lemishrei, when it came to make birchas amoitzi, ova leile rabzeire lishcha lon mar. So he told rabzeire, you should be boitzeya. Amalei, so Rab Zeire told him, Loi sova lo ma'al lo hoda Rab Yechen. You don't hold Rab Yechen's memory. The Omar Balabai is Boitzeya. That the Balabos is Boitzeya. You're the Balabos, you're making the Sube. The Hashba explains that Rababo had held since the whole Sube was made the covered Rab Zeire, so he is a din of the Balabos. Al Kaponim, Rab Zeire disagreed with him. You're the Balabos. Shahalu. So he was Beitzeya. Kimota Levruchi, when he came to Birchas Amosim, Omalei, Neborich Lon Ma. At Rav Zeira should bench. Omalei, Rav Zeira told Rav Abo, Leisavol Omar Lohoda Ravuna de Min Bovel. The Omar Beitzeya Mevorich. The one who was the Beitzeya, he should be Mevorich. So Mamela, you should bench. The EU command svirelei. How did Rav Abo hold? Ki ho do oma Rav Yechanin mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. He held Balabayis Beitzei. In fact, he held Balabayis Beitzei all the time. Boi rech mevorech. And boi rech is mevorech. Balabayis Beitzei. Kedei she yivtze bein yofe. That he should give out large chatiches. Boi rech mevorech. They should be mevorech to Balabai. But he should be mevorech to Balabai. My mevorech. Yirotzen shla yevish Balabayis by lamaze. Lo yikolein lo ilamabo. Verebi maisiv badvorem v'yitzlach mi'oid b'chol nechosa. Yir nechosa v'nechoseinu mutzlochim okhaivim leir. Ayish leitzotan loy b'maisi yada v'loy b'maisi yadeinu. Ayish daker loy lefono loy lefoneinu shum dvar hiru chet v'aveira v'oven me'ato v'yadeinu. Hora si Rashi. Kimoto lemishri lishne disheruse kloima lifreis birchas hamaiti v'lechet. Ravuna de Mibobol, Aina Ravuna Stomor, Ishaach Shaboy Rab Zeir on Eretz Yisrael, Bemokim Rababo, Oyoila Mibobol, Koma Rochi. Kroivim Leir, Sheyochel Lereison Balabai Istomit, Lodas Main Tzriche, we should know what they need, should they pizar a nefesh, his nechosim should be close to him. Nechosov Kakois. Zoktaisis, loisovol omar lahod omar avunu de minbov. Vir yesh li yashe anu treilishni de rabi yechene. So we can imiyashiv these two lashaynes. It's not treilishni de rabi yechene, it's lochere rav huna and rabi yechene. Taisis wants to say that be'emison there's no machloikis between rav huna and rabi yechene. And both of these halachas apply. Kshibalabayis meisibi mohem. When the Balabais is eating together, with the Yoichim Badai, who beitzei of Oirech Mavor, Avok, Shein Balabais, Meisevimoem, when the Balabais is not sitting together with them, then the Aloch is, Agodol Shebem Yasa HaMoitzi, then the Godol makes the Moitzi, Begam Hu Yevorech Birchas HaMozen, and he makes the Birchas HaMozen also.